From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. U.S. President Barack Obama, speaking in Washington Tuesday, said Mosul will be a difficult fight, but expressed confidence that IS will be defeated in the city. Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the announcement in televised comments Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. Thursday's halt in fighting is designed to allow civilians to leave the city. Rebels also will be allowed out. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mizan news agency reported Siamak Namazi and his father Bakir were convicted of, quoting now, cooperating with the hostile American government, end of quote. Both have dual citizenship. Leaders from Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will gather Wednesday in Berlin to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to that troubled region. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama rebuked Donald Trump Tuesday for claiming that the November presidential election is rigged against him. Mr. Obama said the Republican candidate should stop whining and simply make his case to the voters. As he has fallen behind in national polls against Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, Trump in recent days has questioned the legitimacy of the election. Without presenting any evidence, Trump says the election is rigged and that the national news media is conspiring with Clinton to make her the country's next president. Mr. Obama said no serious person could suggest that it is even possible to rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized. Mr. Obama welcomed Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to the White House today, hosting the final state visit of his presidency. The Italian leader and his wife were greeted Tuesday on the lawn of the White House. In his remarks, Mr. Renzi gave the American president credit for turning the country around a country that was hit by crisis. Following the ceremony, the two leaders held talks in the Oval Office. Belgium has charged four people with participating in and aiding a terrorist organization by funding it and recruiting people to fight with Islamic State in Syria. The Federal Prosecutor's Office says the charges followed a police raid on 15 houses in three cities, during which 15 people were taken in for questioning. The statement said no arms or explosives were found and the raids had no immediate connection with the IS-claimed attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. The U.S. State Department has denied any role in shutting down the internet link of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. WikiLeaks claimed Monday that the internet link of Assange had been intentionally severed by a state party. A WikiLeaks statement did not name the nation it suspects of cutting the connection, but a spokesperson linked the matter to WikiLeaks' recent releases concerning U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Senior Afghan government and Taliban representatives reportedly have held at least two secret meetings in recent days in a bid to resume peace talks. A source within the National Unity Government in Kabul says the interactions took place in Doha, Qatar, where Taliban political negotiators are based. He declined to give details. The Guardian newspaper disclosed the meetings in an exclusive article published Tuesday, saying they were held in September and early October. The British paper quoted an unnamed Taliban official as claiming a senior American diplomat was present in the Qatar meetings, although the U.S. government has not commented on that claim. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.